Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz joining me from the BSU women's hockey team. Emma Terrace, a freshman at A New Hope, Minnesota. And first of all, Emma, going into Wisconsin this weekend, your first trip to Madison, what was your first take on Le Bon Arena?
It's an amazing facility, and I've never seen it before, so it was cool to see it, be in it, and play in it. And it was a lot of fun being there with the girls, for sure.
Another long road trip. You guys have been on a lot of road trips this month, but I know Coach said to you guys before the game yesterday that, you know, people kind of underestimate this Beaver team because you've been on the road so much. Do you guys just kind of forget about that and just think, this is just another game?
Well, the big thing is the road trips are so much fun because we all love each other, we have so much fun, and it's fun. So we make it a good time, and we play well, so it's even better.
Another ranked opponent, the number 3 Badgers. What were you thinking going into this series?
Well, we had nothing to lose, and we were ready to play. And full, like a huge crowd, there's nothing better to play in front of that.
You score your first career goal. I understand it was your New Year's resolution to score this year. Why did you set that resolution?
Well, I haven't scored yet, or I didn't have a point even before the last year or anything, but I don't know. I just wanted to score, help out the team in any way that I could, so that was my big thing, is helping out the team.
Okay, walk us through your first goal.
So it was end of the power play, it goes out to AJ, and the girl's coming out of the box. She takes a shot to the left side of the net, and Huber just throws it in front and puts it right on my stick, and I put it in back door.
As a freshman, like, couldn't be any better of a goal for your first one, could it?
Oh, no, it was amazing.
You guys kind of took the wind out of the sails of the Badgers there in the first period. Hannah Moore and Christine Grenier ganged up on Anne-Renee Dabian from behind the net, and Moore just finds that wraparound. You didn't get to see it from my vantage point, but you've got these two young ladies who are amazing at getting toward the net. Obviously, those are two players you look up to, aren't they?
Oh, big time. Those two are so inspirational. They play so well together, and they just work so hard. And just seeing, like, success happen for them is awesome to see. And they're incredible girls, and they completely look up to them. And they've helped lead this team to what we've done so far, for sure.
Your team gets outshot 41-30, but Brittany Mowat, she's unbelievable, isn't she?
Unbelievable is an understatement. Oh, my goodness. All the credit to her. Like, wow.
Special teams have been a key on this hockey team. Of course, Amber Fricklin coaching the penalty kill. You've had your chance to play out there on special teams. What's it been like to get as much playing time as you have?
Well, it's awesome just to feel like the coaches are confident enough me to put me out there and everything. And the coaches, Fricklin, does an amazing job on our penalty kill and knows exactly what to say, what to do, where to put people. And we've had amazing success on there, especially against Wisconsin. We were 100%, I think, on the PK today, and that really helped us win the game. And our power play, we've worked hard, and I think our first and second group have been very strong, so it's been good.
Fellow freshman Alexis Joyce has also kind of made her mark already as a freshman. She had a shorthanded chance there in the game, hit a crossbar. Like everybody, I think, thought that one went in. How fun is it to see a player like her? She's just so cool and calm, collected.
She's awesome, and she just to see her get success is awesome because she just works so hard, and she just wants to win and play for the team, and she always plays so well, and she knows what she's doing. She's, if anything, put the puck on her stick, and she will make something happen, that's for sure.
Emma, you've only been part of this program for half a season already. What is your favorite thing about playing Beaver hockey?
Oh, the whole thing, like just showing up to the rink every day and seeing all the girls. Like, we're such a close team, and it's we play in an amazing facility, and we go to all these amazing facilities. It's honestly living the dream, and it's with a great group of girls.
As time was winding down in the game, seconds were counting down, and they had pulled their goalie. What was going through your mind?
Oh my goodness. I'm sitting there. I'm screaming. I'm going crazy. Carly Essie is sitting next to me, and she's like, you need to calm down. You're freaking me out. She's telling me I need to calm down, and I am just jacked right now because we're in the lead, and I know that we have Eva out there. She's blocking every shot. Anything that goes on Britt won't go in, so it was just great, crazy. The whole last seconds was just crazy for sure.
I was shaking up in the press box. Oh, they took that last time out, and I looked over at Andrew Fisher, our sports information director, and I'm like, my hands are just shaking. My heart is racing. And I'm thinking, this is it. You guys beat the Badgers. Like, seriously, the number 3 team in the country, and now you get to play them again. What do you need to do to get the sweep?
Play same game that we're playing, and I think just focus on blocking shots, getting in their lanes, because that really upset them, and putting more of our shots on net and getting traffic and rebounds and everything. But I think we can do it for sure.
You got to keep that game puck. game-winning goal puck, I should say. Where are you going to put it?
I gave it to my mom so I don't lose it on the way back or in the dorms or anything. But definitely, I know she'll find a spot to put it, and it'll be noticeable for everybody. She'll probably show everybody that walks in the door.
Well, keep scoring some more goals. Good luck, and thanks so much, Emma.
Thank you.